107.7 Today FM. Hey, I'm Kate, and it is so nice to have Officer Darren Fisher in the studio with me.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Kate. Thank you very much.
Of course, it's always so good to see you. And today we're talking about something that is a little bit heavier than what we would normally talk about.
We are. So November 25th to December 10th marks the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. So this is a really important topic within our community. As we were discussing off air, We know that domestic violence or intimate partner violence really has no borders. It happens everywhere. It happens within our community, outside of our community, throughout the world. And it's really important that we bring this to light and that we talk about it.
Exactly. And that we open up the doors, because, you know, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. It is a big problem.
It is. But I think it's really important that we try to remove that stigma, so that it does open those doors for the survivors of gender-based violence to come forward and to feel comfortable reaching out to somebody.
Exactly.
The one thing that I want to touch on with gender-based violence is that it's not always just physical abuse. I think it's really important to recognize that violence within the home also includes emotional, financial, and segregation from others as well. We know that at least 50% of women report experiencing some type of violence within the home, within a relationship. When I say that, the key word there is report. It's really important to recognize that there is a stigma out there and that women are afraid to come forward.
Reporting can be really scary. As a victim, there's always a fear that nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah, the other fear is that the help isn't going to be there and that things are going to get worse.
Exactly.
So that's why we're here today, though, Kate. I think it's important to let people know that the help is there. There's multiple services, multiple agencies within our community itself where people can go to for help. We have Optimism Place. We have Emily Murphy Center. We have Stop VAW. We have the Stratford Police Service, obviously, of course.
Of course.
We are here to help. And there is no judgment. There is no stigma. We just want to be able to help and support in whatever way we can. There is no wrong door. Come to any one of us you wish. We are all here working together to try to eliminate gender-based violence. The theme for this year's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is Listen, Learn, Act. So listening refers to supporting survivors who share their experience and listening to the experts in the field. Learning encourages us to educate ourselves on what gender-based violence is and how to spot it and what the signs are and what we can do personally to help prevent it. ACT is taking that information and applying it within our everyday lives. And I think the important thing to remember is that you don't have to be an expert. All you have to do is be able to be there for somebody.
That's true. Yeah. Like bystander awareness is super important. I was talking to Rachel Walker with Stop VAW back early in November for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And she said to me, she said, the most important thing that you can do is just tell the survivor that you believe them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just being there for somebody. I love how you use the word bystander.
Yeah.
Because we talk to our kids all the time, and schools teach kids all the time about how to be a positive bystander in those bullying situations.
For sure.
And really, this isn't that much different. It's just being that positive bystander, spotting the signs, recognizing what those are, and just saying, I'm here for you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah.
And is there anything else that we can do during these 16 days of activism?
I think, Kate, the important thing is just to educate yourselves. We can educate one another, come together as a community. I emphasize all the time the power of community and being there for one another. And if we can work together, we can help achieve the goal of eliminating gender-based violence.
It can be a tough pill to swallow, but it is a very heavy topic, but it is a very important topic to talk about. And, you know, don't be scared to talk about it, because we want to erase that stigma of fear when it comes to gender-based violence. So thank you so much, Darren Fisher, for coming in and talking about this, spreading the word.
Yeah, Kate, thank you very much for having me here today. I really appreciate the opportunity.